This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Goyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement and the Agreement on Social Security, which came into force today, are a significant moment in the partnership between India and the United Kingdom. Modi made these remarks while sharing a social media post of Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. The Prime Minister added it will give a fresh momentum to India's farmers, entrepreneurs and MSMEs along with several vibrant sectors gaining stronger access to the UK market. The Prime Minister noted that it will also deepen cooperation in technology, professional services and innovation while supporting greater mobility for skilled Indian talent. On the Agreement on Social Security or Double Contribution Convention coming into effect today, the Prime Minister said it will provide invaluable support to Indian professionals working temporarily in the UK and strengthen the competitiveness of Indian enterprises. The Double Contribution Convention will reinforce the mobility and competitiveness of Indian professionals in the United Kingdom. Modi noted that this moment reflects a trust between India-UK democracies and their resolve to build a forward-looking partnership driven by trade, technology, investment and innovation. The Prime Minister highlighted that India and the UK will continue working together for shared prosperity. The 11th anniversary of the Skill India mission is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched the mission in 2015 to equip the youth with industry-relevant skill for employment, entrepreneurship and sustainable livelihoods. Skill India has empowered millions of youth with industry-level skills, creating opportunities for employment, entrepreneurship and nation-building. World Youth Skills Day is being observed today. It is celebrated every year on the 15th July after the United Nations General Assembly's declaration in 2014. President Draupadi Murmu has called for adopting the latest techniques in Ayurveda for the greater good of society. Addressing the inaugural function of Sushrutam 2026 in New Delhi today, the President said that the central government has established Ayurveda and yoga on a global stage with renewed energy. She expressed satisfaction that efforts are being made to establish the ancient tradition of Ayurvedic surgery on scientific standards. Union Home Minister has designated a new special court for the trial of offences investigated by the National Investigation Agency and other scheduled offences under the NIA Act across Maharashtra. The ministry has decided after consultation with the Chief Justice of the Bombay High Court and the Government of Maharashtra. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that times are changing rapidly and people now expect responsive, transparent and accountable governance along with responsible public representatives. He said legislative institutions play a vital role in the ensuring good governance through transparency and accountability. Birla was addressing the inaugural session of the Bidai Gaurav Yatra, organized in Jaipur to mark the 75th anniversary of the Rajasthan Legislative Assembly. India has warned that people's confidence in the United Nations is declining due to the failure to reform the UN Security Council and not being able to effectively address global conflicts. Speaking at the ministerial roundtable on making multilateralism fit for the future at the UN, India's permanent representative P. Hari said the Security Council has failed to intervene meaningfully in the ongoing conflicts, raising questions about its ability to uphold international peace and security. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.